for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Adams, Ken Adams, our good friend who takes our conversation, puts it with an open and closed little music bed and turns it into a radio program that we get quite a bit of response from, actually, Jerry. People seem to appreciate the fact that we are, extemporaneous.
That's a very good word, yes. Extemporaneous is fun. And you're right, they do. I love the fact that we aren't scripted, obviously, and people appreciate that. And I think, Jim, that's one of the things I have grown to love more and more about my service here, is that people want you to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, that we can be honest on this radio show. Today it's just us. We don't have a guest. I think anyone who listens regularly knows that we don't tell the women what to say. And sometimes we're sort of, we should have told that one what to say.
The eyebrows pop up occasionally.
But that's who we're dealing with. And I think we do an incredible disservice to our women if they think every sentence they have to mention Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's sort of wandering from your initial thing. But I actually thought when I came here 26 years ago now, wow, that I had to also say Jesus all the time.
Hmm.
My thank you letters, because previous thank you letters, it seemed like people, every sentence had Jesus' name in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how I talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how I think. Jesus is my Lord and my King, and he guides my life, but I'm not saying his name every single
mm-hmm.
sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to be able to be real here was very freeing to me. Mm. And that's what is my prayer for our women, that they can be real. God will get them, and he'll use them in their way. You know, we all have personalities. We're all different. And that's what our women need to know, that God wants you to be real, but he wants you to be obedient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love what my friend Jim Cece says over at Campus Bible. He says, "I'm too short to be Holy Spirit." You know, we fill our lives with the priorities of our relationship to our God. Love God with everything we've got. Love people as much as we love ourselves. And that plays out in yes. so many different ways. And it doesn't have to be constantly hammering people.
No.
It is genuine relationship. And if it's driven by the right priorities, it will work itself out to the glory of God,
yes.
which is
yes.
the goal. Next, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I assume you're asking
about the back.
Specific, yes.
Yeah.
So we've let people know I had, as we record, we're in, what month are we in? The end of July. We'll be listening in August, maybe. May 6th, I had major back surgery. And I really did not want to talk about it because it wasn't about me. It was about me getting out of the way of this place while I was gone. So I was gone for 2 months, and I'm doing really well. Very, very, very thankful that I had a good doctor. I had major laminectomy, fusion, 3 or 4 different things going on my back, and everything I read was that recovery would be pretty rugged. And so I expected it to be. But it's not been that bad. I mean, it's not something you want to do every year.
On the calendar for next May, another
back surgery.
Yeah.
But it's been good. Every day I get a little stronger. I'm walking about 5 miles a day. You know, some of it intentional, some of it making sure that I walk around here a lot. Some of it, instead of fighting for the closest parking stall at the grocery store, I take the farthest one.
Right.
I love doing that. So it's been a wonderful time, and Jim, I say wonderful because I knew before surgery that for a couple months I was basically going to be dependent,
mm-hmm.
That I couldn't do a whole lot of things, and I really had to pray about that because it's like, okay, I've got to just let people come in and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell them they can't come to the hospital. I can't, you know, it's like, ooh. So that was, I had to really, I think, practice not so much humility, but giving up that independence for a while.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is those who live their lives giving and giving and giving and giving and giving find it a little disconcerting
yes,
to be
different.
in a position yeah. where you need to be on the receiving end because you can't give and you need help.
And you know what? That those of us that are in that giving, that can become a real control switch.
Yeah.
That as long as you keep giving, 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 you are controlling everyone else and what they can do. And to let other people give to you is just a double blessing. I had a great time. I went to stay with my mother for 10 days. I didn't have to go to rehab. When the rehab nurses were going to come to the hospital, the floor nurse told me to fake it. She said, if you want to go to rehab, you're going to have to fake it because you're already beyond what they would do. And I thought, well, I probably really don't want to fake having to go to... How do you do that? So I didn't go to rehab, but I really... I couldn't live on my own, so I went to my mom's for like 10 days. Never have I lived with my mother as adults, and we had a great time. My mother is 89. She's a riot. She has an iPad, and so people on Facebook love my little iPad updates. But we'll have to tell you, we went through a drive-up window the other day. We'd been shopping. She wanted some to eat. So go through a drive-through window, and we order tacos, and French fries come with the order. And I was appalled when I got to the checkout window to find that French fries were included with the taco. Are you kidding me? So I asked them to just take them out because we were going to just throw them away. Well, then the drinks were also wrong. So I muttered something under my breath. And my mother said, ooh, you're getting grouchy in your old age. And so it's fun watching her, Jim, get kind of more mellow. And yeah, it was a very good time to be with her that way. And to let her also then be able to care.
Right.
So,
hey, we have some highlights annually here at Evangel Home. The Christmas and
Amazing
Hearts,
Race.
Amazing Race, and all those kinds of things that really are. But one of the primary ones, of course, is the banquet, the annual get-together. We invite hundreds and hundreds of our friends, and hopefully new friends will be invited to come along with some of our old friends. And that's coming up in, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks. Let's talk about that a little bit. It's in September. I don't have the...
23rd.
September 23rd. Okay, I don't have that date right in front of me. Turns out you have it right in front of you. So, or at the top of your mind.
It's sort of my laser beam focus.
Yeah.
Right.
And because of back surgery and priorities, it's got pushed back in terms of planning. But we really want to make sure our friends are there. It's going to be an important evening. Talk about it a little bit.
I am very excited about this one. Banquet planning is not my favorite thing to do. In fact, it's among my least favorite things to do. I love being at the banquet.
Right.
I love when the banquet's over. But planning the banquet is not my favorite thing. I am loving planning this one.
Really?
Working with a couple of our board members, Sarah Hubert being the main person I'm working with, and just praying that things will work out and then feeling like Sarah and my ideas and thoughts kind of beginning and finishing each other's. And I love that planning that doesn't involve ego and just kind of thinking of what do we want to do that night to thank our team. We're sending out invitations in a week or two, but the theme of the banquet is saluting the home team. And we had talked about what kind of name could we give our supporters. You know, we had that discussion months ago. Everything was team. Everywhere you go, it's team this, it's team that. It's so we were Team Evangel for a while.
Well, Jerry, as we look into the banquet, I guess a question comes to me. Do you need volunteers for the help at the banquet? Is there some way our listeners and friends can call in and say, can we help you in any way?
The banquet is real hard to volunteer because it's very labor-intensive and specific. So that's probably one of the few things during the year we don't need volunteers for.
Okay.
But I'm going to think about that.
Okay. Well, we can always use, and we do request prayer, because we want the message of what God's doing at Evangel Home to be the primary focus of what comes out there, to bring the focus back to Jesus, because that's the focus of what goes on here. So in the meantime, friends, be praying for us. Please be praying for us. And I just want to emphasize, it's going to be such a great time. People enjoy resuming old relationships, finding new ones, supporters getting together. It's a lot of fun. There's always a surprise moment that brings some giggles.
Yes.
And as well,
some
as
of the surprises more planned than others.
Yeah, some more planned than others. But please put it on your calendar, September 23rd, Tuesday evening at Tornino's. We're out by 8:30, 8:45. We've done a really good job of that historically, so it doesn't interfere with early morning work schedules. I feel like we've really been responsible for that. We're down to about a minute and a half or a couple of minutes here, Jerry. What are some of the specific needs right now at Evangel Home?
I think probably the traditional need, if we were to go downstairs and look at the shelves, they will be bare of paper products. Hmm. Toilet tissue, Kleenex, paper towels. A lot of groups that meet all year kind of close down for July and August, so that the supply is then sort of strangled. So if people are shopping at Costco and can just throw an extra carton of something in the basket for us, that would be very appreciated. And I just, Jim, want to thank people, because as we record, it's late July. People will probably hear this the beginning of August. We have not yet had to dip into savings financially, which for us this time of year is unheard of. Mm. We always have to dip in July and August. Our listening friends know that we started out this year in the hole because last December just did not lift us up the way it always does. I wrote a letter in February saying, can you help out those of you who don't give? Can you give? And those of you who do, can you give a little more this one time? Or and people responded to that. I'm just blown away by it. Our individual giving from June to June probably doubled. Now,
wow.
That won't stay that
right.
way all the time, but that was unheard of. So yeah. As we enter July, not dipping into savings, just thank you, Lord, thank you, friends, and thank you, Jim, for asking.
Yeah, and again, thank you, our listening friends. I mean, it's only your support that keeps the doors open here. And we're out of time, so I want to say thank you to Ken Adams, who did a little extra work for us this week. We won't talk about that.
Surprise!
But, surprise. But thank you for joining us. Thank you, Jerry. It's great to see you. The sparkle
you.
In your eyes and the energy in your voice. My listening friend, we look forward to our next adventure with you right here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And I'm happy to let you know that anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.